It's 5:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up in the midst of a spate of gun violence in Milwaukee, our guest says the governor and Milwaukee's mayor should convene a summit on violent crime. Milwaukee has had a bad run so far this year when it comes to violent crime and gun violence in particular. Local leaders and police officials have been looking for solutions and calling on state lawmakers for help, but there's been some pointed partisan debate over the causes and solutions for gun violence.
Our next guest writes that it's time to get past partisan differences and get all parties to the table and to come up with answers. The first step, a summit on violent crime brought together by Governor Scott Walker and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett.
Ernie Franzen joins us now. He's associate editorial page editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He wrote an editorial titled Governor Scott Walker, Mayor Tom Barrett, Call a Summit on Crime. Ernie, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thank you, Rob. Appreciate your inviting me to talk.
Well, let's start getting a sense of the scope of the problem. How bad has violent crime gotten in Milwaukee, especially so far this year?
So far this year, the homicides are at 48 compared with 17 last year. That's a pretty it's like 170% increase. Non-fatal shootings are also up about 27%, I'm told. There's been a, and in that case, there's been a sort of a steady rise over the last few years in the number of non-fatal shootings. So there is simply too much gun violence on the streets of Milwaukee. And it's not, obviously it's not everywhere, but it's in certain neighborhoods. And those people certainly deserve a lot better.
So one possible silver lining, if we want to go looking for one, is that this could lend a sense of urgency to find solutions. Do you see that sense of urgency in local leaders, communities in the city?
Yeah, I think so. You certainly have urgency from the mayor and from Chief Flynn. Excuse me, I apologize for a cough I have. And there are lots of different things going on, lots of efforts in the neighborhoods, I think. Churches are getting involved. It's a matter of concern to everybody. The call for the summit was to, we hope, get a united strategy going so that people are on the same page. They're talking about the same issues. Obviously, this is a complex problem. We had a story a couple of weeks ago by our reporters Ashley Lutheran and Gina Barton that described in pretty good detail just how complex this is. This is education and jobs and poverty. When the chief talks about this issue, he says that his strategy is designed to look at those neighborhoods where the shootings are taking place, and there's a confluence of things going on in those neighborhoods. I mean, you have the most violence, you have the most poverty, the most foreclosures, most joblessness. That's all happening in certain areas, and these are not unrelated issues. So everybody has to be at the table. Everybody has to be on the same page in terms of what strategy you come up with to deal with that.
Well, looking at the everybody you just mentioned, the mayor, Tom Barrett, talking about this, police chief mm-hmm. Flynn. But in this editorial, you say you want to see Governor Walker involved,
yeah, sure.
Not just involved, but, an orchestrator of this crime summit. Why?
Yeah, I mean, I think the state has a big role to play in terms of the not only the bully pulpit that Walker could bring to this, but also in terms of the aid that the city gets from the state. That any cooperative efforts for jobs and for education will have to have a state element, we think. So Walker and Barrett, it would be nice to see them both at the head of the podium or at the head table talking about these issues and calling this all together.
And who else should be at the table? The governor, the mayor, who else do you want to see involved in this effort?
Well, we talked about in the editorial, we talked about the police chief, obviously, the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, the state attorney general, key lawmakers. I'd like to see Robin Voss there and Scott Fitzgerald, as well as Peter Barca and Chris Larson from the state. Local leaders, Chris Abley, I would think, should be there, even though the county doesn't have a lot to do with Milwaukee street crime. And for that matter, the sheriff should be there, too, Sheriff Clark. But also, leaders from the courts, from business, civic groups, churches, charities, all those people need to be there.
So you've got a mayor who ran for governor as a Democrat, some other Democrats on the local level, a governor who's a Republican. You mentioned some of the legislative leaders, Republicans. Do you see the partisan divide maybe standing in the way of working together on these violent crime issues?
Yeah, sure. I mean, everybody sort of, and that's, I think, part of the problem with the piecemeal approach that's happening now. everybody wants to blame everybody else. You know, not many people really want to take responsibility for it. It's sort of left to the police, and police can't do it alone. The politics need to be set aside. They need to recognize that this is not a political issue. This is an issue of too many guns in the wrong hands. And we're not talking about taking guns from people who should have them, hunters and so on. That's not the issue here. The issue is too many guns in the hands of young men who think that gun violence is a way to settle their disputes. And in the crossfire, kids get killed, innocent bystanders get killed. Something has to be, you know, something has to, that's not a partisan issue. That is an issue for all of us.
We're talking to Ernie Franzen with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial board, looking at an editorial piece titled Governor Scott Walker, Mayor Tom Barrett Call a Summit on Crime.
We continue our conversation now with Ernie Franzen. He says Governor Scott Walker and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett should hold a summit on violent crime in the state and set aside partisan differences to look for solutions.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think needs to be done to turn things around on violent crime in Milwaukee and elsewhere? If you live in a neighborhood that's been affected by crime and violence, how does that affect your community? What needs to change? Call 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. To your calls in just a moment. But Ernie, first, you mentioned trying to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Other things you'd like to see on the agenda at this hypothetical summit?
Well, it should be addressed also as a public health issue. I mean, one person, you asked me who should be at the table, and I think one person who should be there Stephen Hargarten at the Medical College of Wisconsin, who has done some work on this, on urban violence as a public health issue. You know, the pressures of living in those kinds of neighborhoods are intense, and I can't imagine them. And I can't imagine how a young man or a young woman or a family deals with that on a daily basis. So you need to address that issue. And I think the public health approach is one thing that can certainly help focus our attention and help focus our efforts on how to deal with that. You also asked about the state involvement. You know, one thing I want to point out is that in 2004, and this is from the editorial, Milwaukee received $240 million in shared revenue and spent $179 million on police services. 2015, that number is $227 million in aid, and the city is spending $248 million on police. It's a reduction of $13 million, and that's not an equation that's going to solve the problem.
We'll go to our callers now. We've got Robert on the line in Madison. Robert, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you think?
Well, honestly, my honest opinion as an African-American male, I think that the proposal for a gun violence summit comes at a very interesting time, given the fact that the entire nation, and probably the entire country, world, is looking at America and saying, shaking his finger and nodding his head and saying, what is going on to the treatment of African-American males by the police? So I think that, with that being said, the proposal for a gun summit is a ploy to take the attention and needed discussion that could happen away from those authorized to use guns and who are misusing them by killing numerous black and brown men and women. So I think that this conversation about a gun violence summit is not what the world is looking at and the current situation.
Robert, I just want to ask, with 40-some homicides in Milwaukee not related to police violence, is there room to talk about both the police and African-American issues and these homicides? Aren't they both worthy of talking about?
I think that the most devastating and impactful and shakening homicides are those by police. Gun violence, you know, in the, to all communities has continued to happen. So my question to you is, why now?
Robert,
why now do we have a gun violence summit?
Robert, thanks for the call. Ernie, pay more attention, let me, saying to police violence.
That's certainly an important issue that, that the nation has to deal with, that, that Milwaukee police have to deal with, and other departments as well. But again, this summit is not about necessarily about let's say strictly related to gun violence. It's related to a whole slew of issues that and that include police and citizen relations. I think in most, maybe I'm overstating this, and maybe I'm the wrong guy to ask about this, but I think in many cases, police and people in the neighborhoods work together. Yes, there are certainly have been tragic incidents and excesses, but the rate, I mean, the murder rate in Milwaukee from homicides is at 7.18. In Boston, it's 0.11. Why that difference? We need to get our hands on that, as well as deal with how the police and the community work together to address those issues.
Well, do these incidents of police-involved shootings, the death of Dontre mm-hmm. Hamilton, Milwaukee, a part of what you want to see happen is the community groups working with the police, do these put them on opposing sides enough that it's hard to build those bridges and work together?
Well, sure, it's hard to do that. And there's a very strong, there are very strong feelings on both sides. And we sort of need to get past that, I think, at least to talk to each other about that relationship, about race, and about all those other issues we've been talking about. Yeah, that's tough. But, you know, if we don't do it, it's going to get worse.
Now, this gun violence summit, as we've said, is an idea, or not gun violence, this violence summit is an idea.
Right.
Are you hopeful that, in addition to the local leaders getting involved, at least some of the people you want to see at the state level will come to the table, whether it's for a formal summit or more informally, and try to tackle mm-hmm. this problem as a team?
I mean, I'm hopeful. I don't think Republicans in the legislature are bad guys, I don't think they're conducting a war against Milwaukee, or that they don't want to see these problems solved. Everybody wants to see these problems solved. So I think if they can put politics aside, and that's not going to be easy for either side, yeah, I think they could come together and they could at least start talking about these issues together at one table.
Ernie,
if they can do it about the Bucks, they can, you know, they can do it about this.
Ernie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much.
That's Ernie Franzen. He's associate editorial page editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The editorial he was the main writer for, calling for a summit on violent crime, is linked on our Central Time Facebook page.